This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds. Ameen. This is episode number 15, Ramadan Reminders, 1440 after Hijrah. And this means, brothers and sisters in Islam, that half the month has come to a close, or is about to come to a close, depending on when you listen to this episode. Brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has passed and inspire what remains and make us diligent during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the best nights of the year. And may Allah make us from amongst those who witnessed the night of power and decree and virtue, and make us from amongst those freed from the hellfire. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. I take you in today's episode to Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 119. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, O you who accept, who accepts Allah as one and accepts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger, ittaqullah, be God conscious of Allah. Be people of taqwa. Be from the family of taqwa. Search for taqwa. Adopt taqwa. Do everything in your capacity to attain taqwa and maintain taqwa. Not only in the month of Ramadan, which is the month of taqwa, but throughout the days and months of the year, because the same Allah you worship in Ramadan is the same Allah you worship outside of Ramadan. Then Allah says after that command, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And this is a command. He commands us towards what? Towards having a righteous friend circle. A friend circle of taqwa. A friend circle of taqwa. A righteous, truthful friend circle. Why, brothers and sisters in Islam? Because Allah knows this is good for us to attain taqwa. Without it, taqwa will be hard to get. Because Allah created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He has made us imitative by nature. We are developed by our environments. If we are continuously with the wrong people, that wrong environment will rub off on us. If we are with a people that are not from the truthful and the righteous, then taqwa will only be a distant thought. Remember, Allah says, O you who believe, be God conscious of Allah and be people of taqwa. And remain with the righteous people and have a righteous friend circle. Remain with the truthful people, meaning the righteous people. Because that is a means for you to gain taqwa. You know, when we have a friend, it's as good as us saying, I like you. And a wise person said that when you tell someone I like you, you are telling them, I am like you. I'm like you. Right? And I think this clearly defines what I'm saying here. This concept of us being created as imitative beings. We mimic our environments. Right? You see children mimicking their parents' movements and speech and activities and norms and habits. That's what happens. When you stay with someone long enough, you adopt some of their norms. We see it in marriage as well. So what do you think will happen when you have a friend circle over years? Right? Especially in the norms of our life, where if you send your child to school, they spend hours over the space of years with a particular genre of people. So this is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the message for us today, to have a righteous friend circle, to ensure that our children have righteous circles. Their company is righteous. And when I'm speaking about this message, brothers and sisters, it applies to all circumstances, both offline and online. And we have to say that today because we have this digital age. Today we have children playing all these fancy games on their Xboxes and PlayStations, and they connected real time via the internet to people all over the world, and they're in teams playing together, and they develop relationships, and some haram, as I have come across some cases, wal'iyadu billah. Right? We're not helping our children have a righteous friend circle. So we need to look at this matter and this command and this instruction in light of its seriousness and in light of the different environments we are exposed to today and those within our sphere of influence are exposed to today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, furthering this instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches the ummah, his ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the effects of having a righteous friend circle and a friend circle that's not so righteous. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you have a righteous friend circle, it's like having a friend who sells perfume. What happens when you have a friend who sells perfume? Why does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liken a good friend, a righteous friend, to a person who sells perfume? Because think about it. If you go and meet this friend, if he's generous, he's going to give you an entire bottle of perfume. And you're going to benefit for a long time. You're going to smell nice for a long time until the bottle of perfume finishes. And if he's a little less generous, then he won't give you a whole bottle of perfume. Or let's say he is generous, but he can't afford to. He at least will take out a perfume bottle from under his table and spray it on you, so that at least for the entire day, you'll be smelling nice. So you've still benefited from him. And let's say he doesn't do that. Then when you visit him in his perfume shop, the nice smells and aromas in the air of the perfume shop will rub onto your clothes. And your clothes will smell nice. Maybe not for a long time. Maybe not for a whole day. Maybe for a few hours. Did you benefit? Absolutely. You only stand to benefit from a righteous friend, either in a big way or in a small way. But you'll always be, above par. Right? You'll always be better off than you were when you meet this friend. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the example of a person who has a bad friend, an evil friend, is like the example of a person who has a friend who smelts iron, an ironmonger. Nafikh al-kir, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Now, why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liken a bad friend to someone who smells iron? Well, think about it. If you go and meet this friend of yours whilst he's working by the blast furnace, he's pouring the iron rods into the blast furnace, right? He's heating them up. A spark could come out from the blast furnace, land onto your clothes and burn your clothes. That's a major loss. Now, let's say you say, no, you know what, I'll be careful. No problem. I know that there's some, negatives here. There's some undesirable realities here. So I'll still visit my friend. I like to have him as my friend, but I'm going to, stay a little bit back. I'll be away from the blast furnace. Well, then you're still going to be in the environment of the room. So the black smoke of the room is going to get onto your clothes and stain your clothes, both in color and stench. You're going to be affected negatively. So you didn't lose the entire shirt, but now you have a shirt that you still would consider unwearable, right? So you've still lost. You didn't lose the whole shirt, but it's as if you lost the whole shirt. Still a negative. All right. Someone says, I'm going to be super careful. I'm going to be in the environment, but even away from the smoke. What happens? You still got to breathe the air. And the monoxides in the air will enter your lungs. Now you could say, my body can expire and so on and so forth, and I can do this and I can do that. The bottom line is, you'll always be below par when you meet this friend. A friend that doesn't fear Allah, you will always be below par, either in a big way or in a small way. Now this doesn't mean we shouldn't be friends with people who smelt iron. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an example. The reality is here is that we should keep away from us those friends who are not considered to be from amongst those that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have Jannah on their minds and saving themselves from the hellfire and all these matters that constitute taqwa. And we spoke about it in our first episode when we discussed taqwa time. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray the lesson is clear. A righteous friend circle. And this applies, by the way, to all your social media apps as well. Get rid of those friends who do not help you when you read your news feed. Right? They only post things that are a fitna for you. A fitna for your iman. A fitna for your Islam. Right? They post things that act as a trial or become a means of you being entered into a trial and tribulation. Keep yourself away from them. Now, I'm not saying break ties with people, but we're talking about who you consider your friend circle, who you consider yourself to love to hang out with, right? And benefit from. Otherwise, we should keep relationship with everyone because we always need to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a different discussion. I end here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Salamu alayhi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.